With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump today addressed the Faith and Freedom Coalition's Road to Majority conference in Washington, D.C. The former president said it's important to keep a watchful eye on polling places this year.
Yeah, make sure everything's honest and you keep your eyes open. You know, you're the police in a way. You can police your vote. A lot of people don't know that. Just make sure that vote counts. We have to make sure it counts.
President Trump said he's decided on a running mate. When asked if his VP candidate knows they've been chosen, Trump said, no, nobody knows. The former president said he may announce his choice at the Republican National Convention next month. Sources have reported the frontrunners for the VP position are North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum and Senator J.D. Vance. Also at SRNNews.com, two separate incidents of drownings at Florida beaches.
Authorities in Bay County, Florida, in the Panhandle, say three men who were visiting the Panama City Beach from Alabama drowned during a Friday night swim in the Gulf of Mexico. Red flags were posted, according to local media, indicating rip currents or high surf warnings. And in southeast Florida, a man and woman from Pennsylvania vacationing on Hutchinson Island with their six children both drowned when they were caught up in a rip current Thursday. The children, mostly in their teens, were able to swim to shore, but the parents both drowned. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Chicago's famous Buckingham Fountain will be closed until further notice due to the actions of pro-Hamas protesters. According to the Chicago Park District, the waters of the 1.5 million gallon fountain have been turned bright red. The words "Gaza is bleeding" were painted in large letters on the paving stones around the fountain. Part of the stone on the edge where the fountain was stained dark red with the substance spilled. This is SRN News. Abortion is down in South Carolina, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
State officials say they were averaging over 900 abortions per month before a heartbeat law went into effect. Now the total is less than 200, a decline of about 80%. The South Carolina law bans abortion as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected, usually at about 6 weeks of pregnancy. In fact, most states that have instituted strict limits on abortion have seen a lot less of them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A proposed amendment to New York's Constitution to prohibit discrimination based on so-called gender identity and pregnancy outcomes has been restored to the November election ballot by a state appeals court. A panel of mid-level appellate judges overturned an earlier decision by an upstate judge to strike the proposed Equal Rights Amendment from the ballot over a procedural error. This is SRN News. An Israeli national is fatally shot in the West Bank.
An Israeli national has been found dead in a Palestinian town in the northern West Bank, according to the Israeli army. The Israeli national was pronounced dead after being fatally shot in the town of Kalkulia, where Israeli troops are operating. Israeli nationals are prohibited from entering Kalkulia and other areas of the West Bank. In a separate event, the Palestinian Civil Defense, an emergency group active in Gaza, said that they pulled around 19 bodies from a building that was hit by an Israeli strike in an eastern neighborhood in Gaza City. The group said its emergency workers were also digging for survivors at the site of another strike in a refugee camp west of Gaza City. The AP has been unable to verify the figures provided by the emergency group. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Toyota recalling about 145,000 SUVs due to an airbag problem. More details at SRNNews.com.